There are not many places in the world where cooking is so dominated by just a few key spices. We want to begin our exploration of these fascinating complex flavors where some of the most authentic food can be found. Here in these ramshackle restaurants hidden away in the alleys and back streets of the city. To help us track down one of the best, we've enlisted the help of Jenny Gao, a food writer raised in Canada but born in Chengdu. She's taking us to a restaurant in the old part of the city that is due for redevelopment.
So this is the famous Fly Restaurant Main Tea, and it started off just a couple of tables, but you know, as its popularity grew, more and more tables were added. It, you know, as you see, it spilled out onto the street.
Yeah. Called Fly Restaurants, apparently because of their rough and ready approach to hygiene, these places have always been the soul of the food culture here.
Wow. Oh, wouldn't it be fun to cook in this kitchen? It's just chaos.
It looks like,
it's got chili bean paste.
Yeah, chili.
It's got some garlic.
And chili.
And ginger. Mushrooms, the fragrance.
Yeah. The roar of the wok. How intense it is.
Yeah.
I'm desperate to cook with all these amazing spices. But first, I want to taste how the chefs combine chili and Sichuan flower pepper to create the distinctive numbing heat they call mala.
For all these dishes, you won't get like a very strong sensation of like, you know, very ma, very la. But eventually, after you start eating more and more,
I
you start
feel
to feel
it.
Like,
it's feel coming it. Out.
Feel it on your tongue and on your lips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my mouth is on fire.
One of the most famous local dishes is Mapo Tofu, a regional classic made with tofu and usually ground beef or pork. But here at Ming Ting, it has a surprising alternative ingredient.
We're tricking you by putting in a little bit of pig brain in there as well.
Pig brain?
Pig brain.
Pig brain is with tofu.
Yeah, dig in.
Despite my dad keeping pigs when I was young in Taiwan, I'd never developed the Chinese love of brains.
That's a generous bit of brain. Oh my god, goodness me. This is a first for me. I've had, I can clearly say I've had probably all bits of offal.
Yeah.
But not brain.
Not brain?
Really a bit funny, actually. Yeah.
Think of it as tofu.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, a cow. It's really creamy.
Yes.
It reminds me of like chagua.
Absolutely.
Pig brain is actually very popular in Sichuan, as is the brain of a lot of animals.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to the tofu.
Yeah, really?
Right.